Well, smack my ass and shave my balls. It's the best damn podcast from Chippewa Falls.
Whoa. If I had a nickel for every time I had meat hanging out of my mouth, ooh, I'd have a fuckload of nickels. Good morning, all you hick guys and gals.
That's Jason.
Hey, there's Nathan.
There's Ben.
Uh-oh.
That is Chad. And, well, okay, so since Chad, he was so excited about this, we forgot to say that we are Tales from the Hicks. Usually there's that part.
Cut it out.
We're doing a little something extra, so we have a special guest, and his name is...
Caleb.
Hey,
it's
Caleb.
A pleasure to see all the sausages made here today. Some,
fucking right.
Some people call him Bob. Chad calls or him
Hush
his.
Puppy.
Hush Puppy.
Hush Puppy, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We've gotten a few emails from him, so that's always good to get someone on.
Absolutely.
Chad, you want to... Since I introduced you, do you want to let everyone know what is happening outside?
It is back-to-back weeks where it's sunny, 82 degrees.
Oh, that's perfect.
7 mph's out
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm. I love
it. For the people that really like the tan, I've heard it a lot this week from some teenage girls that the index or UV is at like 7 and 8. So it's great for tanning.
Huh? You hanging out around a lot of teenage girls, are you?
Is that...
No, see,
have you checked with your PO about that?
Hey!
Yeah, they haven't got back to me, so I'm just rolling
so
with it.
So must be okay?
God, you're so mid.
Yeah.
Skibbity
no
toilet.
Cap.
Oh, these beef sticks are bussing.
Oh.
But I happen to have a 15-year-old daughter, and she's had friends over, so, you know, that's... Mm-hmm. Apparently that heat index and the UV is...
Spot
where it's
on.
At, yeah.
It's good. I like to hang out on my deck a lot, bare yeah. ass, and get tan.
Oh, yeah. Mm. I should actually try that this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
that's what's going on.
The neighbors
outdoors.
Are good for it. So.
Are they?
Yeah.
You ever charge them?
They're pretty nice. So I yeah. let it slide.
Yeah, free show.
I mean, I don't know why they put steel shades on all their windows, but whatever.
That's on them.
Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm.
Well, Chad, what did you do this week?
Yeah, just worked, took my dad or Landon's old boat, however you take that, over to an auction
no take
in Menominee. Yeah, well, apparently, but whatever, skipped a generation. Took it over to Menominee, it's in an auction over there, so got that out of my yard. Huh. So otherwise than that, just... Yeah, like I said, worked and was pretty much hung out at home. It's been hot. I'm not a fan of it.
Hmm. So, no, I'm against it.
Yeah, that'd be pretty much it for me. Hey, you can get your hand off my lap.
God.
I'm trying to relax a little.
Yeah, you're fine. You're
where's
fine.
Where's your other hand?
I might go skiing here later.
Those are pillows.
He's going skiing. Sorry for the short episode. Wow. Okay, you can ski now.
Ski now. Ski faster. Ski faster.
Slow down. Slow down. Oh, too late.
Oh, that's what I did.
Snowball.
Jason, what'd you do?
I'm glad I'm on this side of the table. That's what I gotta say.
Oh, no, you're not.
Well, I pretty much did the same thing. I worked and... I actually shut the air off on Tuesday and...
Get the fuck out.
What?
It's wild.
Why?
Because it was nice, dude. It was only, what, 72, maybe 5?
I'll agree with Jason. It wasn't nice, but hell of a lot better than... I'll agree with you.
Okay.
But it was a hell of a lot better than it has been.
Yeah.
But not enough to shut the air off.
What day?
Tuesday.
It was cloudy.
I did. Tuesday, breezy. I did open the windows and
turn
the air off. Yeah, for the afternoon. Yeah,
I just turned it on today before I came over.
You can eat a
because
full
it was nice.
Richards.
I would rather have the fucking windows open and fan blowing than
yeah.
air all day long.
He walked down here today and he said, "We can turn some heat on."
Yeah.
That's nice down here.
You would have been short one podcaster if your fucking heat was on today.
Yes.
I would have left myself.
More than one.
Yeah. Jason would have been here by himself. With Caleb.
Ooh. No.
Nope, Caleb would have left too.
No, I probably would have.
But anyway, we had a ball game on Thursday night. And
who won?
Tanner did.
That was a good one, too.
That was a good one, yeah. Fuck. It was really good. They were down. They were up, and then they were down, and then they came back in the whatever, sixth or fifth or whatever.
Yeah, whatever the last inning would have been.
Yep, whatever the last inning was, and they came back and won 12-10. It was a very, very good game.
Yep. Awesome.
And mentioning that, we did a little bit of PR.
Yeah.
Sorry for you guys that didn't make it, but we're out.
I wasn't invited, so.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything. I think my email's on my phone even.
You don't use fucking email, dude.
That's true.
S24 plus. No email.
Doesn't know what that app
still,
is.
Still rocking college ruled notepad.
Oh, yeah. You were doing some research?
No.
PR.
PR.
Oh,
publicity.
Sorry. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Public relations.
Public relations.
And we met a fan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like a ceiling fan or a fan of ours?
A fan of ours from the Tales from the Hicks, absolutely.
Yes. Her name we just talked about last week.
Kelly
is her name, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She loves it. She looks forward to it. She said every Monday morning at whatever, 5 or 5:30 or whatever.
Usually 5, yeah.
Has she received a serious head injury at some point in her life?
Maybe. Huh. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. That would just explain why they like us is all.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Well, I was there with him. She said one of the things is
you got an invite. About, that's nice.
Yeah. Well, I went to the game.
Yeah. Fuck you.
She said one of the things.
Could have probably went last Thursday when I was there.
Well, that wasn't when we were doing PR.
She could have been there. I didn't even. I just walked in and walked out.
I actually had some of those stickers with me, so I brought them over when we went to go talk to her. And she's like, oh my God, oh my God. I know right where I'm going to put this. And she was very excited. She said one of the things that she likes the most, though, is
pants down immediately. Sticker on.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Straight to the tattoo studio we go.
Scratch and sniff. she said one of the things that she likes the most is knowing like what we're talking about. So we were talking about Jefferson Avenue or the swimming pool or Lining Kugels driving by places. Like she knows where we are and she knows some of the stories that we've told. So that was one of the things. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
That's cool, though.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty interesting to actually hear feedback instead of Kelly sending an email.
Yeah.
She told me, but she still has to send an email. So she'll get this. That's she'll know exactly. She has to send an email.
It sounded like... well, it was her daughter was sitting right next to her.
Beth is her name.
Yep. And it sounded like she was going to have to help her with the email. So I think her email would have been like
or Berg is going to have to.
Yeah, well.
Do we have any emails this week?
We do.
Oh, I better
Maybe it's her.
I better get the sound ready.
Yeah.
So, Beth is going to help. So, Beth, if you're listening, which she does listen.
She does?
And, she does.
Yeah, Berg can say that.
Chris Linfesti listens, too.
Oh,
so,
Festy.
Yeah. Shout out to those guys. Yep.
Did you talk to Mitchie?
Yeah.
What'd you say, Ann?
He said he was going to try to listen.
Ah, fucking liar.
I know. And he said that with his job, he can't have one. He can only have one earbud in. And what he's doing.
Sounds like enough to listen to us.
Yeah. And, well, that's kind of what we told him. But he can't do what he's doing and then have an earbud in. So he doesn't like the fact.
He has to hear the metal?
I don't know what the fuck he's got to do. But. And then by the time he comes back, he'd have to back it up a few.
Party time.
It just doesn't work, he said, so I don't know.
Well, he doesn't have to listen at work.
He sounds like a lot of bullshit excuses.
Yeah, right. No
have
time.
A Tuesday night date night with his wife or fiance or whatever, and sit on the couch and watch us.
Well, I told him when he said he's playing video games, just turn to mute the game for
how far away from work
minutes.
Does he listen? Does he live?
Probably 8 minutes.
8 minutes.
Well, hey, 5 days a week, 16 minutes of drive time equals I can listen to the fucking podcast.
Yeah. Well, you heard it here, Mitch. If you pull
I'm fucking blowing up Tiny Tim on Facebook. I
do
can
it.
Tell you that right
Light
now.
Him up.
I am.
Light him up.
Yep.
Anyway, back to my story.
Yeah.
It's still the week.
Yep. So I talked to those guys and Chris, or I haven't talked to Chris, but Beth was telling me that Chris talks to them or listen. They all listen and.
Yeah.
They think it's funny, so...
It's a plus.
That's two more people that have to send an email. So, send it in, like it, don't like it, fuck you guys, whatever. Yeah, I don't care.
Honestly, it would be kind of fun to get an email, you know, you guys fucking blow. Yeah. I just want you to know, well, fuck all the way off.
I wanted to, yeah, it was pretty funny because she said she watched.
She was pretty stoked, though. Kelly was pretty excited about it. She was nervous in her chair.
Yeah, she watches the YouTube video. And she said she loves it to sit here and watch Big Dumb Chad sit there. And
yeah, talk. Big Dumb Chad. That's exactly what she said.
What the hell? All right, next.
BDC. That's what we're going with.
BDC.
Thanks a lot, Kelly.
BDC all the way up and nothing love. Fucking just making it happen.
He's out.
You're about to get your first email.
Thanks, Kelly.
I can't wait to email next week. Fuckers.
Anyway, that's what I did.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Ben, what are you about to?
Nothing crazy. Had a ball game on Tuesday night and had a awesome road rage incident.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. Fucking
zipper merging?
No, some crazy fucker tried to run me off the road. Huh. I was on 53 North and he tried to merge at the Halley Walmart exit. Mm-hmm. I had a vehicle next to me. I could not get over. So when I'm in that situation, I don't speed up or slow down. I maintain my speed and I let the person merging make the choice to accelerate past me or slow down and get behind me. Because if I slow down and he slows down, he's doubly fucked. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So I just maintain my speed. And the dude is right next to me in the right lane. I could see him like shaking his fist at me. And I'm like, okay, guy to my left, I can't get over, you know. So anyways, he gets behind me, fucking as soon as he can, hammer down into the left lane, gets right up next to me. Speeds past me, gets in front of me. I know immediately the fucker's going to try and brake check me, you know, because I got number one symbol all the way by as he was driving by me. So I immediately back off of him so he can't brake check me. That really pisses him off. So he fucking gets in the left lane, slows down again, and he just stays there for a little while like I'm going to forget that he's there, you know. And next thing I know, he tries to fucking run me off the road. He cranks, but I'm watching him the whole time because I know he's... Like, he's fucking just, he was losing it the entire time around me. Next thing I know, I see him fucking, he's like, the back quarter of his vehicle is right on mine. And fucking, boom, just cranks it to the right. So I step on the brakes. I was ready, you know. Yeah. Dude almost goes off the road, fucking, what a crazy bastard. Jesus. At that point, I just took the next exit, even though I wasn't, I didn't need to get off. I think it was the last Chippewa exit by that tiny gravel pit pond there or whatever.
By the shit plant there.
Yeah, I just got off and fucking went around and got back on again, so I was nowhere near him. Yeah, it was fucking ridiculous.
He wasn't in a white Porsche by any chance, was he?
No, no, it was a burgundy, like an older Buick.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Or you just get him up. That's a pit maneuver is what that's called.
Yeah, that would be perfect.
Fucking put him on.
Oh, I thought about when he tried doing that, because I'm in my truck.
Yeah.
Dude, I win, you know.
Yeah.
And I would have been within my right. Like, he cut me off. I could have just fucking stepped on the gas, and he'd have been sayonara fuckbag.
Perfect.
You know, but.
Yeah. Well, now you know next time.
Yeah. Well, I thought about it, but.
Do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just catch him up underneath by the back tire there.
Yeah.
Do it.
But yeah, nothing else exciting for me.
Caleb, what have you been up to this week?
Working, golf league, went to Pizza Del Rey, had some...
terrible choice.
Cardboard pizza?
Yeah, but you know, I was just in the mood, need to eat the feelings away a little bit, but no circle squares, but I did have some pineapple on my pizza.
Yeah, it
was delicious.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah.
Refreshing.
Remember how I said earlier about vetting our guests? Apparently, this is another one got through.
You didn't vet.
Well, who's in charge of this shit show?
I don't know.
Wow.
Who is in charge? We got to find somebody.
Write that down.
We're looking for a management agent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. No, I haven't. I didn't do much. I went to the ball game last night.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I got the new NCAA 2025.
How was it? Did you try it yet?
I haven't even tried it yet.
Oh.
Between coming home and setting this up and waiting for it to download and taking a nap. I didn't have
priorities.
Yeah.
Didn't have time.
I wanted to get it today and download it, but It was an absolute disaster. No, not an absolute disaster, but it was kind of crazy at work with the Microsoft outage. We had a bunch of issues, and yeah. Which, how crazy is that whole thing? All the major airlines, their flights were grounded, and I mean, I don't know if you heard anything about that, Jason.
I don't think it affects
you. Might
me
want to start.
Well, I know it doesn't affect you, but
you
I
lost
thought,
him at internet.
I well, thought you yeah. might have heard about it when you watched the news at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
You
know? The word Microsoft, he lost him too.
Yeah, tiny and soft. What does that mean?
Is he talking about my dick?
I have, no. I'm flaccid wing. I have no idea. I didn't even listen to the
flaccid wing. That'd be a new entry.
Check out my new software. It's called Flaccidware 2.0.
Am I supposed to laugh? I don't know. I fucking don't know what you guys are talking about.
Oh, flaccid is like soft, like generally in reference to penis.
You guys still talking about my wiener?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
I would assume, you know, the state it's in most of the time, flaccid.
Oh.
Tiny. Shriveled up, just hanging.
Why would you say that?
It's just, that's how mine is most of the time.
It almost sounds like you know.
Well, I mean, unless I'm down there working on it, it's probably not doing anything.
Oh, all right.
Woof dog.
Wait, are you saying you walk around with a boner all the time?
Why wouldn't you?
Jesus.
Huh. Well, I
don't.
Makes life more thrilling. Just rock hard every day.
Is he moving too?
Yeah.
What the fuck? I put somebody's eye out.
Yeah.
Just walk around with your like hips kind of thrusting and just like, I'm just ready.
Exactly.
I'm ready.
A pair of gray sweatpants just picking up all the ladies.
Yeah, let them know you're ready.
Right.
You
know? That's the vibe, man.
Expect the unexpected.
Apparently.
Sounds like you guys are on point.
Literally.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Well, good stuff.
All right. So we go into an email.
No.
We got We got the mails.
Me? My emails?
No. I got one.
Oh.
No, real email?
I got one that was actually sent to electronically.
That's a real email.
Hell yeah! I got mail!
Yay!
No, them are thoughts by Jason.
That's
thoughts
an email.
From the bucket.
Email from Jason.
That's an email.
Okay.
Whatever.
Typewriter. You got a typewriter at home?
This one.
I have a piece of paper and pencil.
That's a note.
This one was the subject line said, Gary Allen with exclamation points afterwards. So immediately I'm like.
Immediately followed by the word who?
No.
Did you send this in yourself?
I was just going to say, Nate, Nate emailed the whole show.
And Lytle _yahoo.com.
Yep.
You guys ready to get to the email?
Sure.
All right. So it says, okay, this email is not at all about Gary Allen, but I figured it would get Nate's attention, which it did. So
Nate quit reading.
Congratulations.
There was Nate's hard on for the week.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I typically don't get to listen to your podcast until Thursday while I'm at work pulling signs. It is the only time I have to myself that I can pay attention. So there's that useless information.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
just a few things from episode 19. Chad, put down the damn phone. Seriously, you are important to many people, and it just isn't worth it.
Fake news.
As he turns his phone on to see if he has another text or not.
I believe while you're driving was the reference there.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
absolutely. Thank you.
Two things on that.
Yeah, BDC, put the phone down.
BDC.
One, if we were talking about the show, I'm usually looking up things to talk about or things that the other have looked at. And the driving thing
The driving thing.
Nate really blew that out of proportion.
I don't believe it.
Fuck, I did.
Yeah.
If anything, I downplayed it.
I doubt it.
Dude, as casual as you were about the fact, it happens all the time.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. But not like every second. And, I mean, I already took it to the courts. You know, I mean, zero accidents.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, I mean, that's over with.
Okay.
Thanks, though, for your concern.
I can help train them. I'm the safest driver of our company, 2 quarters in a row now.
Nice.
So, you know, if you need any pointers, I got you.
Yeah. Well, for one, don't text and drive.
What?
Or browse the web and drive.
Yeah. Or watch Pornhub.
Or beat your meat and drive.
I can say the last two I've never done.
No roadhead for you, eh?
You want to go for a ride?
Oh, this is getting...
I got some time after.
I'm glad you're on that side of the table.
All right, wrap this thing up. Let's all go.
Right. Okay. Ben's looking at me. Help me.
Bullshit, he's part
my
of the soft,
my software is turning into hardware. Really.
And what did you call it before? Fluctuators?
Flaccid.
Flaccid. Flaccid. Flaccidware.
Flaccid.
2.0.
I never even heard that word. It doesn't matter.
Jason.
Hey, that's me.
Hell yeah, on the Samsung 24. I have the Ultra.
That's your phone, Jason.
Oh, I thought it was a TV.
Jesus.
All
right. Take it out and zoom in on the moon. You will be amazed. Typically, about 35 zoom is the best. So there's something for you. So
you can go all the way up to 100.
Might be able to
when we're done, I'll show you how to do that.
Okay, yeah. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
No idea.
It's awesome in the woods.
You can write that down and remember it then for later.
Yeah.
To zoom in?
Yeah.
Just use your zoom.
On your camera, which your phone is
there's a camera
with.
On this thing?
Multiple cameras.
Multiple cameras?
Front camera and a back camera.
Look at the back of it.
There's there's three.
All those circles on the back are camera lenses.
Mm-hmm. And that's just the back.
And there's one on the front.
Okay.
You got four cameras.
Oh,
wow. Nate.
That's overload.
Way to go on. Way to go getting up at the crack of 10.
Hey. Whoa. Yeah. Fuck, that's almost lunch.
Jeez.
Some days. Yeah.
That was a good morning.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
This one I like. This is a good one. So this actually, I think if we go back, we had actually mentioned it before too, that if we had gotten a certain amount of followers, that you would take your shirt off.
Yes, you did say ooh. That.
Ben. I don't think we've reached it yet.
So here's another another challenge is being issued to you.
Oh, okay.
All right, Ben, you have mentioned before about karaoke. Or karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is about time us listeners get to hear a little something from you. You have.
I be stroking.
Uh huh. That one. Yep.
You have a great radio voice, so let's hear your singing voice.
Shirt off or on?
I think you might as well do two birds with one stone.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure.
Yeah, let's drop from 12 followers to 3.
Who knows?
I know.
Can't be any worse than the girl that tried to sing the national anthem at the All-Star game.
That was pretty fucking bad.
Hammer.
That was bad. She said she was drunk. Yeah,
yeah, and she's going to rehab. And
so I don't know if you had seen this.
No, because it didn't start until after 7.
When? Yeah, but there's been a couple days Monday. Between then.
Monday? No.
No.
I was sleeping, probably.
So at I think it was the Home Run Derby, actually. Yes. There was a... Ingrid Andress that sang.
I've never even heard of her.
I never
to be
did
honest.
Either. Right. This is probably one of the best things that could have happened to her career, really. Because
honestly, yeah.
Everybody knows who she is now.
Well, I mean, she must have been semi-famous if she was doing the
Home Run Derby,
the national anthem for you know the MLB.
I don't know, but yeah, she sounded terrible. And it was bad, but she blamed it on being drunk and that.
It reminded me of when Roseanne did the
Roseanne
national
Barr,
anthem.
Yeah. Mm. Also, for your kiddo, try Miralax. It is a tasteless powder you can put in his drink, and he will never know it's in there. It helps to control those softballs.
I will try that. Thank you.
Yeah. I think it's like once a day, but my kiddo that needed it is now 21, so don't quote me on the dose. But it is a safe way to just soften things up to normal versus the softballs.
Mm. I was just thinking about getting a big pair like kitchen shears in there and just cutting them up. some turd cutters. Well,
you gotta get a toilet hog for that.
You could just have them drink some Lineys. I'd make them shit like a goose. Yeah.
There's have you not seen the viral story online of the family that had what they called a turd cutter?
No.
Google it sometime. It was a viral thing, maybe on Reddit. Excuse me. Family. Some guy was talking to his friend. I don't know. I can't remember if it was like the first time he was living with somebody or what, but he asked him about having a turd cutter in the bathroom. And the guy was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And here, growing up, that's what his family had. I don't remember if it was like a butter knife or what, but they had some sort of utensil in the shitter, in their bathroom, that they used to chop up the turds, and they called it the turd cutter.
Before they flushed?
Yes. Oh. And he just assumed that that's what everybody did. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, when I was much younger, going out to establishments, I would always say, hey, look at the turd cutter on her.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Before you were married.
Of course. Oh, yeah. Of course.
Before you had met the sexiest woman on the planet, the love of your life.
Uh-huh. I'd even tell you, Ben, look at her turd cutter, but...
I mean, I'd be lying if I said I hadn't, you know.
Well, of course.
Yeah. Just to think about what a lucky guy you are.
I am.
That's all.
But she is the luckiest woman in Chippewa County, so.
Ooh.
Yeah, I won't argue with you.
Yep.
Because I live in Eau Claire County, so yeah, I can't argue with that.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh. I'm going to omit this line because she asked me to. And then it says, thanks. Enjoyed the discussion. Glad the Urban Dictionary is gone. There you go. That was the email. Jason, you'll be happy to know this. That was the end of that email. I'm sure you'll be very excited to know that Tales from the Hicks is now on X.
Yeah, for sure.
Highway X? I travel it all the time.
No, that's close.
X.
X gonna give it to you.
Yep.
It's another
formerly known as Twitter. It's another platform for social media,
like Facebook.
Maybe reaching more people.
Yeah, it was breaking news. I was actually asked about it, and I was like, I have no idea. And then I seen the post.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, on Facebook.
I seen. Yeah, I was this person that asked me about it seen it on Facebook, and I was like, I have no idea. To be honest.
It's like Facebook, but it's called X.
Yeah, I understand this, I'm not on Facebook, but if that's where it was posted, that's why I didn't see it. That's why this is news to me.
Did you know you can get porn on X? You can see, like, naked chicks and all kinds of stuff like that on X.
Really?
I didn't know that that was not prohibited.
Really?
Yes.
I might have to re-download it now.
Yeah. Huh. A lot of it. There's a lot.
But you can get plenty of it on Reddit, though, too.
Yeah.
100%. Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. OnlyFans has quite a bit.
Rate my and then whatever body parts you'd like to
I got a new one for you.
From Dara. What is it?
I'll have to find it again. I don't forget. But
oh, you can save it.
Yeah, no, it's on there. Okay. I joined it.
All right, good.
But I did that lady that was the singing.
Yeah, that we were talking about. Andrus.
Yeah, I don't. This is. More.
Who is this?
That lady that did the national anthem.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not a bad voice.
No.
Oh, is this
This is her famous song, More Hearts Than Mine.
Yeah, you'll be breaking more hearts than mine, yeah.
That sounds like something Nate would jam out to.
Probably.
I do like this song.
Yeah, I believe it.
That's her. I mean, if...
She likes to drink.
Yeah. It's probably on your T-Swizzle playlist.
Maybe.
Sit alone in your room with a bottle of wine and a couple candles lit.
Yeah. Well, this is the same way this is the same way I take my bubble baths.
Yeah.
We talked about this last week, I think.
Sorry, I blew up.
Yeah. Caleb, do you got something for us? You want to feel like sharing something with us as a guest?
I just think Ben needs to get a toilet auger. It's like 3 feet. It's metal.
I've looked at them.
Kind of spin around. Yeah. You know, I used to
just
have one.
Just use the ice auger from fishing.
Oh, yeah, I use the ice auger, too.
It would work the same.
I used to keep my toilet auger right in the shower with me because I had
shitting in the shower?
Not in the shower.
You sounded like you were.
In the toilet, but I kept it in the shower because I needed it so much. Until I got that bidet.
Shower shitters.
You put that bidet in. Breaks it all up. You don't have to worry about it.
Shit in the shower is something I've never done.
No.
In the shower?
never shit in the shower.
Breaking news. Coming alive.
It's called the waffle stomp.
Caleb shits in the shower.
Never shit in the shower. I've puked in the shower. I had to scoop it out one time. That was a nice move.
He's a waffle stomper from way back, folks.
You caught me.
You caught the stomper.
You cook, Ben, right?
Yes, I cook.
What's that deal that you can mix an egg up and
it's an emulsion blender.
Oh, get one of the industrial runs for a commercial kitchen.
Yeah, get the immersion. Maybe it's immersion blender. Yeah, something like that.
Right. Yeah.
blend up, make a nice
I don't think those are heavy duty enough for what my boy is dropping down there.
It was a thought.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. I mean,
an ice auger is going to be too big for that. That little thing could fit right down in there.
You can get pretty small ice augers.
Oh, okay.
They make 2 inches.
I don't go out now.
And, I mean, that is a patented dance move that I've busted out on every dance floor from here to the Mississippi. So
you can do the ice auger?
I would knock that right out of the park, yeah. Nice. No problem whatsoever.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, that's all right.
Show me.
No.
Okay.
We don't have enough space down here.
We didn't move some tables and shit.
Yeah. Got the garage upstairs. The whole backyard.
Yeah, there you go.
Half an acre.
Maybe later.
Tales from the Hicks dance.
I'll do that when I strip and do karaoke.
Okay. Nice. Ooh, okay.
Oh, wow, that's a trifecta.
That'll be a threefer. Yeah. I'll do the ice auger. I'll bust out the lawnmower. The shopping cart.
Yeah.
All
right. Classic right there.
Yeah.
Sprinkler.
Yeah, I don't do the sprinkler a lot. I just think it's not that's overrated. I don't know. It doesn't give me enough hip action. I like to really,
thrust it.
Thrust. Oh, yeah. Nice. I also have one that is patented that I've never seen anybody else do. I believe that I was the developer. Called the Power Ice Auger, and that's a good one too.
All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait to see this.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of events, so I know we've been talking about it, but we should maybe throw out the idea to the listeners about having some kind of a golf outing ordeal if they want to be, if they have any interest in that.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be the day that Ben shows us the power auger and the
sure.
Goes topless karaoke.
Topless karaoke.
Nate yes. gonna DJ though?
I mean, I might come out of retirement for that. That'd be...
Well, most of us are just waiting for you to come out.
Oh, yeah.
It says BDC.
Yeah.
Oh, BDC. Fuck.
Why don't you go visit your nuzzin?
I might have to change your name. That. I might have to change your name.
Yeah, it's not going to stick. Sorry, it's not going to stick.
Instead of GMC. Oh, yeah, no.
I'm sure it is because I will say every single week.
BDC.
No, not only do I have a body like an elephant, but I got a memory like an elephant. And I don't
that D could stand for anything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Maybe in your mind you can just think it's Big Dick Chad. Yeah. Look out, motherfucker. It's Big Dick Chad coming on in. Step the fuck back.
No flash.
I got that Big Dick Chad energy, and I'm fucking flopping it right there. Look out. Big Dick Chad is in the house. See, now it's like
shit
a,
off tables.
Yeah, now it's a positive thing. Yeah. Wow. Look out. Yeah. I turn around too fast. I'll knock your fucking curio cabinet right the fuck over. Look out.
Yeah, I'm in now.
See, now it's a positive thing. Yeah. Everybody else will know it's still Big Dumb Chad. Yeah. But in your head, it's a good thing.
Yeah, well, if that gets me through the day.
How long have you known this lady?
A long time.
Yeah.
Many.
So she probably definitely knows it's not Big Dick Chad.
Yeah.
No, I don't think she would. But no, it's been a long, long time.
Yeah.
So. BDC.
I like it. It's got a good rolls right off the tongue.
Sure, yeah.
It does.
I'm down with it.
Are you?
Yeah.
Do you want to share some thoughts?
Deep
thoughts.
Deep thoughts from the
from
bucket.
My computer or it's from the... I don't really have nothing much else, but I just have this.
Yeah.
Sure. But okay. Note.
Everybody knows it's not from the computer.
Shh, don't tell him.
He printed it out.
Yeah. I gotta get my glasses on.
He used his new software.
I gotta log in.
He must not have Microsoft.
Hang on, let me open my app, Flaccidware 2.0.
Hmm.
Logging in.
Oh shit, I don't remember my password.
Backspace.
I got so many passwords on this that nobody
well,
can
it's gotta be encrypted and top secret.
Absolutely.
Super double top secret email.
I don't even know what the fuck we were anymore on this.
Well, start with one and we'll tell you if we heard it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, this is the one we did.
Last week you did one with...
Early Bird or Night Owl?
Yeah, no, we did that.
Yeah, did that one.
All right. We're going to delete that one.
All right. Yeah.
But before we even get started, I was thinking when I was on the bucket the other day that, you know, if your name was...
BDC.
Bud or Buddy.
Mm-hmm.
But you had no friends.
Huh.
Wouldn't that be something?
That would be.
I mean, just think about that. That'd be something else if your name was Bud. But as I was on the bucket,
it's deep.
That's why they call it Deep Thoughts from the Bucket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was a fly flying around.
Okay.
Holy and fuck, how much drugs are you on?
And I also thought, if a fly didn't have any wings, would it be called a walk?
It would be called a walk.
Yeah. I have a serious question. Do you empty the bucket regularly?
Mm-hmm.
After every time?
Okay. Sounds like he's huffing it. Well, that's good old-fashioned Jenkum.
Yeah, I was just going to... That's exactly what I was going to say.
How far away is your guest? Because
the Jenkum is a real thing. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of it, but yeah, Jenkum is a real thing. They do that, I believe, in the Middle East is where it originated, because they couldn't afford, like, real drugs, so to speak. So they would take their shit and put it in a bag, tie it up and let it ferment for like a week or two, and then huff the gases to get high.
That is not what I do.
That's good.
Yeah, it's called Jenkum.
I do not do
that. Okay, well, some of those thoughts just made me question that. But I'm glad it's not that.
I just had to get that out there.
This is a safe space.
This is the shit I think about.
Well, it's good to know.
I just thought I'd share.
Thank you.
So if a fly didn't have wings, it'd be called a wok, which is what they make Chinese food in.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Mine,
but what if D-O-G really meant cat? Dog.
There you go.
It's like freaking ogre in Revenge of the Nerds.
All right, anyway.
Yeah, yep, carry on.
If you had unlimited money to start your own business, what would it be?
A fishing guide. No.
Oh, maybe.
Backing up.
Unlimited.
Maybe a barbecue business. That's a toss-up for me.
Yeah.
Caleb?
I don't know. I think we should start our Luke Combs impersonator business.
Okay.
We could run that again.
There you go.
There's a country artist I've heard of.
Okay.
Not no Gary Allen impersonator.
Nobody wants to do that.
We're done with guests after this week.
Gary, don't even open for Luke Combs opener.
I think it's this side of the table that's swinging me this way.
It's something.
You watch how you're swinging it.
Yes, that's Big Dick Chad.
Big Dick Chad.
I'm keeping on this side of the trailer.
I can't believe you're wearing shorts.
Well, I'm sitting on half.
You must have probably got a loop around your waist like a belt.
I would say.
Did you just say you got half your dick up your ass?
No. Definitely didn't say that.
That's what it kind of sounds like.
It's tucked back. Yeah, thank you very much.
Sheesh. No, I would like to say like a lawn care business, but honestly, I think I'd start my own bank. Endless money to be made.
Yeah, but you already have endless money.
Well, yeah, but it ends after you start your business.
If you had unlimited money to start your own business, what would it be?
But like that means that so the money's always going to be there? No, once you start your business, it's gone, right?
Correct.
Yeah, I'm going to start a bank.
Bank. Mm.
They hand over fist money every month.
Yep. So whatever it would take to get your lawnmowers, your new truck, and all that shit.
Yeah. Real estate, I would start a bank.
You kind of already have a bank. Lawnmower kind business.
Of. Yeah. But I think I'd open a bank.
So I would, and I was talking to Chad about this last week. That
don't tell me your secret.
I know, but you think it's pretty far-fetched, so.
No.
It would cost millions of dollars.
I didn't say it was far-fetched. It would be... Yeah,
it would be very far-fetched. I would like to build or have if you've ever been down to the Dells, the Crystal Grand, like music theater, something like that with a bar attached and then a recording studio in there as well, and have like concerts on a regular basis and do that kind of a event type of thing. I think that would be that'd be my... Thing.
Like a concert hall.
Concert hall, bar, and studio.
Yep.
Yeah, because then like during the week when you're not having shows, you have people coming into the bar and then just hang out and it'd be Southside Pub.
Hey.
Making a comeback.
I like the colors.
Yeah, tomorrow you won't remember being here tonight.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's drunk.
What's your answer, Jason?
Tell us.
Well, I really wouldn't, I don't really know, but for the line of business I'm in, I don't think it would be that hard to do that. And I think I could do just as good a job in my fucking garage.
Huh.
But
prostitution?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I got the bucket.
Costs a lot to start up a prostitution ring.
I think he's just going to buy it. Yeah.
Buy a couple women.
You know, honestly, two businesses that I've always thought about doing. The one would be a bar, but it's a...
I couldn't do a bar.
It's a huge building, and it's got a circular bar in the center.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one great big room, but it's divided into four sections. One section, and they're closed off with like a glass walls. One corner is country. One corner is dance. One corner, you know, classic rock or something. Different music in each section to bring in like every crowd. But then they all can congregate at the bar to get, you know, their drinks. And then go back to their selected section. I always thought that would be like just a cool thing to do. I don't know how practical that would be.
That's neat.
But I thought that would be a cool thing. The other one.
And you had glass so you could see what's going on.
Yeah, so you can see through the section.
So be like, holy fuck, they're having rock fun over there.
Looks fun. Let's go over there.
Oh, they got the Macarena in that section. Yeah. I love that. You know, hop over there or whatever. I thought that'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
My other one that I've legitimately looked into and thought about, but I never did anything with it, is, you know how like wedding barns have become kind of a thing now?
Yeah.
I'd like to build one of them, very large, because I feel like in this area, it's kind of like the Pines or nothing if you want really big hall. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to build a really big one of those. And then I thought it would be really cool, like I'm an ordained minister. So the couple comes, they rent the hall. I have me on staff or whoever, you know, a minister. We do food right there. We've got the music right there. So, like, they wouldn't have to shop around.
Yeah.
This is your one-stop shop for reception and the wedding. Yep. We got the photographer. We got the minister. We got the food. We got the DJ.
Somebody to play some Myrick.
Yeah, everything is right here, one-stop shop. Like when we were getting married, if something like that existed, I'd have been like, yep, take my money. I don't have to fuck around, you know, trying to book 10 different things and line them up. And here it is, one stop. We get married here.
Yeah.
We have the dance here. All the shit is here.
The only problem with that is at the end of the day, you're still getting married.
Well, yeah, you know, but there's a lot of silly fuckers.
Divorce lawyers on staff, too. You have the whole ordeal.
Yeah. That's in the little shed down the top there.
Go when you're ready to end this whole lovely thing, come on back.
I can do that, too.
Yeah. 25% off.
Yeah. Repeat customer, you get 15% off your divorce.
Come back for your second and third marriage.
And if you decide that you want to throw a divorce party, because that's actually a thing, we can do that here, too. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But no, I think that I think you could make a killing doing that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, and the prices that people pay for that.
Well that's just it. Like $5,000 or $6,000 for one of those barns to rent.
I was going to say north of $10,000.
Yeah, because there were some people that did that, and they had to take out insurance, to have it there because in case something got wrecked or somebody got hurt.
Oh,
it was on them and not who owned it.
Oh, I could see that. It's called an umbrella policy, from what I believe.
But when you pay $6,000 just to rent it, then all the food?
I would, if I'm renting the place, that's on them. Yeah. Like, they got to have that insurance, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I get it, but you can go to the Pines for $500.
Right.
But I suppose this day and age, it's nothing for everything to be passed on to the consumer. Like, here, use this, but you need this,
100%.
And this. Right. You know, you don't get that.
But yeah, I mean, just, you know, you think, you know, most people spend, I would probably say $3,000 to $5,000 on a photographer.
Oh, yeah.
Photographers are very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands on food.
Yeah.
Thousands on a hall. You know, I feel like a lot of people are moving away from getting married in a church.
Yeah.
You know, there's still plenty of people that do, but I think a lot of people are, we get married, you know, wherever, and then we go to a hall. It's not in a church or whatever, but, you know, so I very rarely charge people when I do the minister thing because it's almost always family or friends, but the couple times it's been people I don't know, it was like $150. But right. When I looked online, people are charging $500 to $1,000, you know, mm-hmm. to perform the wedding.
You're selling That's yourself right. short,
but yeah, I do it just because almost always it's family or friends and it's cool to be a part of their day, yeah. you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So give me some beer and food when we're done and we call it good, you right. know?
When I was DJing too, I mean, DJing wedding, $500-$600.
Yep.
But you look at how much DJs can actually yes. make, and they're getting over $1,000 yep. on those. But
yeah, but you know, if you had all of that on your mm-hmm. staff, yeah. you could cut yeah. them a break because they're, and still, you know, here's you can come here do the wedding, 15 G's or you know yeah. whatever it is, yeah. and you don't have everything. To. Fuck around with seeing a bunch of other people.
Right.
Well, I think we pretty much got everybody covered here in this room, so part, we yeah. could
yeah.
start.
Yeah, let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Patent pending.
Yeah.
And Jason, I think your business, you just got to find a customer, and I think
I know it. That, and
I
that's,
think you're golden.
And that's where I struggle.
Customers?
Yep. I mean, how do you do it?
Right. I don't have the answer, but
I'm not a prostitute. I can't sell myself, so...
Start trying.
I need somebody else to do that for right. me.
Backpage.
I don't know what that means.
Facebook. Just throw an ad up on Facebook.
Yeah, I was going to ask with your Facebook. New fancy phone now if you're going to get Facebook
no.
or any of that.
Absolutely fucking
I asked Snapchat them that, or
nope.
I asked him that one day and that was almost identical to the same answer. Uh-huh. No. It pretty much a fuck no.
Huh. Yep. Hmm. Okay. No, you can text me. Whoever has my number.
No, because you'll call them.
Yeah.
I'm not done with my story.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Whoever knows me has my number. Okay? You can text. After two texts, I'm calling. Done. Conversation over?
You don't call when we do our group text.
Yeah. I could. Who do you want me to... You want me to call you?
On your phone, you can do a video call with everybody.
Oh, yeah. Same.
I don't know. I don't know. Do that?
Yeah. Love to do it one day. He'll that's, be like, what he'll the be fuck sitting on
that's,
the
that's why you have a camera on the front of your phone.
He'll be sitting on the bucket. And
yeah.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Phone.
What the fuck is that noise?
What the fuck? She has a beard.
I was just going to say that. She has a beard.
You missed it.
Yeah, Ben, do you know that story?
No.
Oh, it just happened. It's fresh.
Oh, okay. Good.
Sorry, dude. I had no idea. I didn't know what the fuck he was even showing.
Caleb, you got something going on?
I feel like a total asshole right now. I feel like
an asshole. Nate showed him a little photo.
The little tease.
A little tease photo after Nate's been showing some other photos to him. And he showed him a photo of me.
In his defense, we were talking about Tinder and whatever else.
Oh, sure. Grindr, whatever.
Grindr would be the app you would download,
So before we started the show, Jason was asking me how we got to know Caleb and whatever.
I don't know this guy.
I told him that he found me on Grindr, which obviously is not true. But so then, of course, I had to go in to explain what Grindr was. And then to explain what Grindr is, he had to know what Tinder was, because you can't just say, oh, Grindr's like Tinder, but, you know. So... we were talking about that. Well, then I ended up circling back around to how I knew Caleb. So I was showing him pictures, and I showed him the. I don't know if you do
when
have
you
it.
Had other. You could
showed
see.
Him this one. Jason goes, "Fuck, she's got a beard."
I didn't have my glasses on.
He thought we were still talking about Tinder and stuff, so.
Yeah.
Right, so I was thinking it was going to be a nudie or something, and that.
Sure.
That's the picture that. That's what came up.
He's like, yeah, what the fuck?
At least
fuck
he wasn't. She has a beard. At least he wasn't dropping down on a bad dragon.
Right?
Have you looked into that?
Oh, I'm well aware of what a bad dragon is. Well
did Dara. Did she ever look at Bad Dragon? Have you ever asked her?
I have not asked her.
We were talking about Reddit when she did the... She was
the emails,
about,
yeah.
Yeah, she was telling us about the Rate My Poop, and I told her to check out the Bad Dragon Reddit subreddit.
Well, because usually when we're around, the kids are around, so that talk doesn't happen. So maybe on her own time, I have no idea.
I mean, Tanner listens to us.
I don't think he does.
You don't think so? He sent emails.
He's got a girlfriend now, though. Yeah. That was the first five.
Oh, yeah, that's true. He's got way better shit to do now.
He said he's way behind on listening to us. So.
I don't blame him. He's got a girlfriend.
Yeah.
He's got statue socks to build.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He does a lot of praying.
Praying and churching it.
Yeah.
Or whatever these kids are calling it these days.
Soaking. He probably does a lot of soaking.
Yeah. You do need a third person, though, to shake the bed from
underneath. Yeah.
Do you know what this is?
Gotta have somebody
to jiggle it. I have no idea what they're talking about.
I don't know that we want to go into what it is. I feel like we should.
It's a practice utilized, I would say, LDS. Primarily on the West Coast. Yeah.
LDS.
Where having sex is classified, I believe having sex is classified as
premarital sex for sure.
Yeah, premarital sex is a, you know, a sin or whatever, but it's classified as, I believe, going in and out is the thing or whatever.
Yeah.
Is what the technical definitely the religion true. Defines it as. So what the kids do is they call it soaking. So the guy enters the gal, but that's it. He stops moving. He's inside of her. And then somebody shakes whatever they're laying on to create
the fuck?
To create the movement. Yeah.
Who comes up with this shit?
The kids did. Whatever this religion is, because it's a thing.
Where is it?
Really?
BYU.
So yes. Bring them
down. Interviews there. Yeah.
So what you're saying? Somebody's under the bed.
Well, bunk beds are very popular for this form, because you're on the top bunk, hopped in. You know, you're plugged in, so to speak, and somebody's on the bottom bunk. Wait, creating the motion of the ocean.
Yep. Wait a second. Don't you have a bunk bed story?
Oh, I do. I do have a bunk bed story. Oh.
Please share.
Oh, boy. Well, my 1 year in college. So I was heading home to the room with my roommate at the end of the night. Girl texted me. She wanted to come over and told my roommate, said, hey, you might want to skedaddle. I'm going to have a little fun. He's like, no, I'll be asleep. No problem. I'm like, all right, fine. So he didn't like sleeping in his bunk bed, so he put his futon underneath my bunk bed, and then we pushed his bunk bed over. So I basically had a queen-size bed up there. Yeah. And before I realized it was queen-size and got one queen-fitted sheet, I just had two twin XLs. So there was a gap in between.
Yeah.
Now,
I can
this
see
girl,
where this is going.
Yeah.
She had a... She wasn't the freshest down there, one could say. And anyway, we're going at it. Our feet were, like, above his head. The bed separated. Her underwear fell straight onto his face while he was trying to sleep. Here, the underwear just fly across the room, pitch black, and she's like, what was that? I'm like, nothing, don't worry about it. Just continued on. In the morning, fucking, we wake up, I hear him get out of bed, and I look over, and I only see, like, this much of his face. He goes, you dropped these, and then held up her underwear for her. I'm like, oh, my Lord. And then, worst part, I was on a football team, and I had afternoon lift, so by the time I came around to practice, the whole team already knew what happened that night. And never lived it down. I mean, you don't have much space from the top bunk to the ceiling.
You're, like, yeah.
I filled it up, so me on top, it was just not good at all for me. Just everyone knew, too. The whole football team.
Accidental soaking.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Yeah. Bottom bunk is always the move, because you can get some really good leverage on the bottom bunk.
Yeah. No, and I was top bunk. Yeah. Just young and dumb. I know better now.
To use the bottom bunk?
To use the bottom bunk. Always use the bottom bunk post.
That was a BDC move if I've ever heard of one. Yeah.
Well, that would work for him too. Yeah. Big dumb Caleb.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There it is.
BDC squared.
Yeah. Wait, I can't be Big Dick Kill, though. I just bought the 3 inches shirt. So.
Oh, yeah. He's got that 3 inches of dick. Oh, nice. 7 inches of clothing. Yeah.
Oh, that shirt.
I mean, even that right. one's a lie. It's more like 1.5. I might have to edit it, but.
Well, cross it out with a marker. Right. Yeah, 1.75 or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Just think, though, every year as you get older, it just keeps getting smaller. You just keep crossing right. it out. You yeah. tell well, every year.
Well, like they said one time, well, you're like a 200-pound stick of dynamite with a quarter-inch fuse. The number's a little higher now. But.
The guys I play video games with, our tag or whatever on Warzone was always 2IPC because we were the 2-inch penis club. We got stickers made up and everything.
Nice. 2 IPC. Yeah. Should we talk about what we're going to give away?
Yeah, we should do that. And the products come in the mail.
Yeah, we got them.
Oh, hell yeah.
What are we going to do the first week of the mug? Or the first giveaway of the mug?
Sure, it's right there.
Right here.
Yeah.
This yeah. will be the mug.
Coffee mug.
Coffee yeah. mug. It's 12 Florida ounces. Mm. 12 full ounces.
12 full ounces.
Yep.
Yeah, you want to grab the rest? So what we're going to have them do, this is what you got to do. We're going to go for 3 weeks for each one. Correct. Right?
3 full weeks starting this week.
Yep. So you'll have this week, next week, and the following week to get entered. And then the fourth week we'll do the random...
In case you're listening to this, this week's episode will be dropping on July 21st.
The 21st of July.
Yeah. Yes.
2024.
Yep. Yeah, so week one, or prize one, we got this mug. The second week, we got this backpack. Hey, Jimmy, nice backpack.
I got my backpack on. I got my shoes tied.
Yeah, it's got the, you know, all of them have the...
I don't get in a fight.
It's personalized by...
Yeah, it's the Tales, got the Tales from the Hick logo on it, Smack My Ass and Shave My Balls, and then the website information on the back mm-hmm. of that. So that'll be...
Yep, I'm sure the teachers would be proud of that.
I want to get that so I can work, because I use a backpack when I go into the office because I got my laptop and everything in there.
Perfect.
Backpacks are becoming more of a backpack, and this is a all over print, so it's got the logo printed all over it, but it's like a drawstring bag. But backpacks correct. And these bags are becoming like a thing. You see more than like purses and stuff. You'll see them with these bags.
Yeah, a lot of them even go to that now. That one strap looking bag. Yep. A lot of people are wearing those.
Yeah, and I see that at work. What the fuck do you have in there? I mean, what is it? What's the deal
in here?
Yeah.
What?
So that'll be...
I enjoy using a backpack if it's like a one night, you know, travel or whatever like this.
You're going to work or whatever the fuck you're doing. I don't get it.
Maybe they put their lunch and everything right in there.
When they go to lunch and they take an hour lunch?
I don't know. Maybe
they got nudie magazines in there. Maybe they got...
Extra change of clothes. I don't know.
Baseline or something.
There's a few guys at work that have backpacks and they have multiple shirts in there because it's like a fucking sauna, you know?
Yeah. Well, EDC has become a really big thing now, so a lot of people...
What did you say?
EDC, Everyday Carry. Oh. So, like, a lot of people...
Why abbreviate with me?
Sorry.
You know I'm going to ask you what the fuck that means.
I apologize.
Well, maybe you like that. Maybe that can be a new thing. You start throwing out shit, and I don't know. What the fuck does that
EDC
mean?
EDC is a VIP if you're the MVP of the SOB, so it's important. You know. No, it's...
Sounds important.
Knowledge. Knowledge bomb.
But, I mean, a lot of people, Everyday Carry is a big thing, you know. It's... There's whole websites and forums and shit dedicated to it online, but like, and I mean, I kind of get into it. Like in my work backpack, I mean, I have my laptop and I've got my mouse and earbuds and all the shit that I need for work, but it's also EDC, right? So like if something were to happen on the way to work or at work or, you know, whatever, I've got shit to start a fire. I've got a multi-tool. I've got just random stuff, right? I'm already carrying a backpack for my laptop and everything. So I throw some essentials in there in case there was an emergency.
You travel through Yellowstone, like where there's nobody around?
No, I don't, but it's just one of those things like...
So nobody's going to be on the highway?
Carry an MRE.
If something were to happen on the way to work, then I'm, you know, or at work. I mean, my truck is fully loaded, but I also carry stuff in my in my backpack.
Do you have an ICE phone number on your phone?
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
Yep.
Huh. You carry ice picks?
That's so not quite.
See, there's Chad dropping an acronym in case of emergency.
Ice. Yep. So you just push in capital letters in your phone book, ICE. And then that number that you affiliate with it is who they call for an emergency.
So if you were
paramedics, cops, whoever, you know, like you're knocked out or whatever, you know, there's an explosion or whatever the fuck, they don't have to look through, God, this guy called.
Well, and not only that, like it's, they don't have to get past your lock screen.
Right. Yeah. True.
You can just press and hold the lock button.
Jason probably doesn't lock his phone. So that's not an issue.
Right. No.
Yeah. It's all right there.
I would forget the password.
Did you know that your phone has the capability to unlock through a fingerprint?
Yep, absolutely. It can,
or your face.
Or your face recognition.
Sure it is.
Code, digits.
Or a pattern. You can swipe a pattern.
What I like to do is grab this fucking thing right here.
And leave it at home?
And push the button on the side, and there it is, and then you swipe up, and bingo.
Skeeter, you should just leave your phone at home.
Bingo, bango, bongo.
And then I can go like this, and then I can call whoever. Look at, see? And this is who I can
I've got a legitimate...
Do like this? Whatever.
Basically a tiny laptop in the palm of my hand, and I use it for two things, and two things only.
Yeah.
Calling, texting.
Yeah.
And if somebody shows me, I might use it to zoom in on the moon.
Yes.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, you got to show me that later.
I will.
It's awesome. Wait, for
we're
the
all going to moon him?
Oh, yeah. I'll go down the hall, drop my pants.
Yeah, you ever can zoom in on it.
You ever use your camera in the woods?
In the woods, yeah.
Oh, you'll love it, bow hunting. I absolutely love it because you can zoom in a long ways.
Does it have night vision?
No, I don't think so. It might be an app.
You can actually buy a lens that mounts onto the back of your camera for infrared IR.
And oh, you can I didn't know that part.
You can see in the dark.
Yeah. Well, take things up a little bit.
Look at you go.
Oh.
No, I'm talking Actua. About hunting. No, Hoctua. No,
Jesus. Going look up at north. The turd cutter on my wire. See? I ain't even got to turn the lights on, baby.
I see you.
Hoctua, let me put my tongue in that thing. I'm going to punch that turd cutter.
Ooh,
ooh. I'm going to tongue punch it.
Tongue punch that fart box.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You took it too far there.
Oh. You dumb dink.
Yeah. You dumb dink.
Oh, we've got to give ourselves
T-Watt.
Cunt.
Oh, there's a cunt word, yeah.
Cunt. So I don't know if you guys forgot what we were doing, but we were talking about this giveaway.
What are we? Yeah. I don't even know where we are anymore.
We're doing three.
Shut up.
is that the coffee mug?
I'm having the bag of it. Fuck.
Coffee mug giveaway this week.
I've been drinking since noon.
Yeah. All right. So the coffee mug, that's going to be the first one. Like I said, 3 weeks. You got to go on to Facebook. So you're going to have to create a profile.
So I'm out.
Well, or create a profile.
I'm out. I don't know how to create a profile.
Make sure you like and follow the page.
Time out. Could you imagine me on Facebook?
Yes.
What the hell would I do?
Jason, my you parents scroll? Are on Facebook.
You just scroll?
And then what? I mean, what is it?
He'd be one of those that for his status, he'd put like what people would normally search for, like, recipe for spaghetti, and then he'll post it, and he'll just say it.
Like, what the fuck's this?
What are you going to do on Facebook? I like it because it allows you to stay in touch with, you know, a lot of people that you're friends with that, you know, you don't call all the time. Okay, time out. Go ahead.
Call them. Well, it's more personal.
Yeah,
it's better off. This is what I've been talking about. This is why everybody's so fucked up. It's because you don't stay in contact with people. I mean, yes.
I do.
No. When you're... This is contact. Me and you talking right now. I'm there. That doesn't mean shit.
That's there's nothing wrong with that opinion.
Is, I know that is mine. That's why I don't do it.
Yeah.
Text me. Two texts after that one.
But like I'm calling you. I'm friends on, and I'm sure most everybody, right? I'm friends on Facebook with people that I used to work with like 20 years ago, and maybe you fell out of contact with them, but one day you're like, oh man, I wonder what Frank that I used to work with, that when, like, is he on Facebook? And you look him up, and there they are, and you can stay in touch with that person, or, you know, it's not like your best buds, right, but you know them, and it's cool to stay in touch with them and see what's going on in their life. And mm-hmm. I mean, social media, it's tough for kids, right? Because you're seeing everybody's best life. That's all mm-hmm. you're seeing.
True.
You're not seeing the bullshit that they go through, except for the people that post drama all the time, which nobody gives a fuck about that. You know,
I unfollow those people, so I don't have to see it.
You know, people that post, oh, I just hate people. And then they wait for people to be like, oh, what's wrong? What happened?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Oh, here, let me comment. Shut the fuck up, you know. Yeah.
Or that they post something and, well, I can't give you details, but send prayers.
Yeah, I can't. Okay, cool.
Yeah,
your penis fell off. Who gives a fuck, you know? But it's cool to stay in touch with them and see what's going on in their life. And it, like I said, it's tough for kids because all you see is everybody's best life.
True.
And you think, Jesus Christ, I'm not living that life. Well, neither are they, honestly. That's
the spur of the moment.
One moment in their life. That doesn't mean they're not miserable the other 90% of the time.
Yeah, right.
But I enjoy being able to do that.
Yeah, it's more so for me on that same point. I would say, like you said, you may not talk to them. You're not going to pick up the phone 75 times a day.
Right.
But you might be like, see this post, and then a few days later, and then you're going to run into them at the gas station and be like, oh, dude, I see you went fishing. That was, you know, that's really cool. Did you guys catch a lot? You know, it's more, I would say, I don't know if informative is the word, but yeah, it's, you reference the people that you choose to. Because it's you're not forced to like and follow everyone. You have that 100% control to be like, I want these five people.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to on have Facebook. Anybody. You just that's have it. A couple of us on there.
Yeah.
Just have us for.
And I mean, like, I like to smoke,
maybe your kids and life.
Smoke meat and do barbecue. So there's a bunch of pages on Facebook that you can follow where that whole page is dedicated to
just
smoking meats, right?
Maybe you could find a page on Facebook that you could find a customer for.
Oh, yeah, customers. Or
I bet you could networking. Find a group on Facebook for people who hate people who dye their hair.
And shit buckets.
And you would just have a raging rod the whole time you're perusing it.
Raging rod. Yeah, you can search for pages of anything.
Yeah.
I mean,
anything you might be interested in.
Fishing only.
You could start a page about garage bucket shitting.
Yes.
You could start your own page. I have a page for my WI Grill guy.
I liked it.
You could start a page for that. And anybody who joined, you could discuss the joys of bucket dumping.
Bucket dumping.
I followed a group called Catholics Against Seedless Watermelons for a while.
Wow.
Because it's so random. And then I followed the other one, Watermelons Against Seedless Catholics. Like, just nice. Random groups.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of stuff you can do.
Groups that share just memes and like all those funny little pictures that you have to show people. Instead Dirty of someone stuff. Sending them to you, you could have your own and be like, hey, did you see this one?
Yeah.
And then somebody would be like, oh my God, yes, that's new. That hasn't been circulating around in text messages for...
Nah, that's not for me, though.
All right.
Well, good talk. But, I mean, thanks for all that info, but...
Yeah.
Nah, I can't see myself doing it.
Okay.
Call me.
So how do they win this mug?
Back to the mug.
Squirrel.
All right, so we get a like and follow the page. Share. I'll share the content.
Well, if they already follow the page, or probably. If they can see it.
Right.
But the three
maybe
things...
Maybe they only like it. Maybe...
Yeah. But the three things...
Maybe they're a new listener and they didn't know we had a Facebook page, right. But we do.
See?
Yeah.
We're constantly growing. Comment. And then the final nail in the coffin is an email.
You have to send in an email to be entered into this raffle.
And that is hicks@tellsfromthehicks.com.
Or I would say... maybe there are some technologically challenge folks out there, similar right. to one of our own member who right. will remain nameless.
Yeah, we won't call anybody Jason.
But you know, maybe you know one of us. If you'd like right. to give us a handwritten note,
yeah,
similar to Jason's email,
right?
You could definitely do yeah. that,
or direct message through Messenger.
Yep, yep.
That works yep. too.
Or send us a text, or
heck yeah.
just something that we can read on air, even if it's not a long message. Just a hey guys, how's it going?
Yeah.
Love your show, hate your show.
Right.
You guys are D-bags. Just want you to know that.
Yep.
I'd rather get hit by a dump truck than listen to this podcast yep. for one more second.
Or I know you could call one of us a name. You
yeah.
know.
Like BDC.
Big Dumb BDC. Chad. Yes, I guess. You know.
Right. It's fine. Big Dumb Chad. Not upset at all.
You know, you could oh. you could throw out FWJ or Flaccidware Jason. you know, whatever you want to do. Just yeah. send us a little something. Let yeah. us know that you're, you know.
You've heard it.
Yeah, that you've yeah. heard about the contest for the mug, and here's my email entry. If you'd like it to be a long one, that'd be great. Yeah. If you got stuff to talk about,
does that go for like short redheaded people too?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe, mm-hmm. maybe they'll.
He won't listen.
No, probably. It's no. busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So the just kind of looking at the calendar, this would be the giveaway will be on the 12th of August. The episode that comes out on August 12th, that Monday. So
yeah,
there you go. That's how you're going to get in for that. And then after that is done, we'll go to the backpack, and then we'll go to the drawstring bag.
Which would be
weeks to come. It'll be after I go to Gary Allen. So
yeah, they're not all for this drawing. It's
nope.
This drawing is only for the mug.
Just the mug.
Yep.
It's brand new, unused. We haven't even drank out of it. So
they'd have to have it in at midnight at 10 on the 10th. I mean, essentially, their entry.
Yeah, because we will record
on the 11th.
Before then, yeah.
Okay. Cool.
All right. Otherwise, anybody
give
got
us a four-star rating?
Ooh, yeah. Four. Still four.
Mm-hmm. Smash that like button.
And like, share, and subscribe.
Yep. Yeah. Share it with everybody you know, and especially the ones you don't.
That's right. Go out to YouTube, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts.
And the new
TikTok. We're on X.
Yep. Anywhere you get your podcasts, we're there.
We're there.
Caleb, any last words?
Closing thoughts?
It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thanks for
enjoying the story.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here.
Mr. Bunk.
I'm glad I got to try the Heart Mountain Dew.
Mr. Bunk.
Yeah. Yeah. Mr. The Baja Bunk Blast.
MBB.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks for coming on, and then we'll talk to the rest of you.
I think we could still go with BDC, Bunk Dick Caleb.
Bunk Dick Caleb. BDC. There we go.
Or if you break it, it'd be Bum Dick.
Oh, yeah.
Bum Dick.
Yeah. Bum Dick.
Huh. All right. You guys have a good week.
You too.
Adios. Later. Bye.